We are here putting a bow on another wonderful edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. That's big right. Announcement, the first Energy Stadium modernization proposal we heard earlier on the show from Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner, Alex Shiner. Tomorrow on this program, CEO Joe Banner will join us. Friday, Alex Shiner, the team president, will join us to talk about the stadium, etc. You can go to firstenergystadiumproject.com right now to see the renderings, get all the information on the proposed upgrades and modernization of the home of the Cleveland Browns. We're going to get Gerard Cherry on with us in just a second, but first let's get Joe in Columbus with us. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Hey, to the cranky old guy in God's waiting room, Tucson, the guy didn't renew his season ticket. Tell him thank you very much. I bought it. I'm absolutely thrilled with it. Have a nice rest of your life.
Good day, sir. Yes, exactly. Appreciate the phone call and the sentiment, Joe. And now let's get Gerard in here. Gerard, when you hear the announcement today about the modernization project, as a player, when you know they're upgrading the facilities here, now they're upgrading the stadium, does it get you excited to play in a place that's going to look like the new First Energy Stadium will?
Yeah, it gets you excited because your house is being taken care of. The venue will be exciting, and there's nothing like having a home game where people are involved, the crowd's there, you have the atmosphere and the ambiance, even in a football stadium. You don't want it to be French cuisine, but you obviously want it to be a situation where you're having a good time and you're being entertained, and you want to see yourself on that gigantic, huge scoreboard. So I'm not feeling the guy from Tucson, nor the guy who asked the asinine question about poverty and everything else in that venue. We understand the issues and problems that Cleveland faces, but that's a total separate entity of what's going on in that stadium. That helps get taxes and gives you opportunities so the city can make some money. And the more people are downtown, the better the city is for it. So I'm all about it, excited about it, and looking forward to being about it.
Yeah, I'm that's well said, Gerard, and I'm with you too. I think this is an exciting time. We've been waiting. It seems like it's forever waiting here in Cleveland. You're waiting for something good to happen. Well, good things are happening. I mean, I think starting right with what's happening on the field, what we're excited about there, what we've seen from this football team so far, what we're seeing in the steps that they're taking, and again, the mere fact that we're talking about relevant football being played or a relevant team being on the field here in this part of the season and this close to Thanksgiving, all of that good stuff. But beyond that is an announcement like this, and what you see as something that is tangible proof of investment, that the people who are in charge of the Browns now want that pride to be shared and want something special to go on here. This is the sort of thing that isn't just big in Cleveland. This will spread throughout the National Football League, just as people who have been noticing what the Browns have done in recent weeks and are paying attention to what they'll do Sunday have that same focus.
Right, and connect the dots. Think about it. Jimmy Haslam is a successful businessman. You think he's going to invest money in something and not expect a return on his investment? The only way he gets a return on his investment, if you, the fans, are in those seats and the team is winning. You can have the best stadium on earth, but the team is not producing, no one's going to come down there. So he understands that. So if anything, you should be happy that he just increased the pressure to win on Joe Banner, Mike Lombardi, Rob Chizinski, and the players and the coaches of the Cleveland Browns. So right there alone is a sign that, hey, we are trying to take it to the next level, which is to win, to have meaningful football, not only in November, but December and beyond. So you have to be excited if you can connect the dots.
And that's what I was talking about earlier, connecting the dots, that regardless of what's happened in the past when new quote-unquote regimes have come in, there is no question that these guys have a vision. They're not afraid to invest in that vision and to bring a winner and the best possible football experience that can be brought to the city of Cleveland.
And that's so true, Nathan, because these guys aren't exploiting the fan base in a sense of, well, they'll show up because Cleveland's Browns town. And that's what you had previously, just from that experience of, hey, people are going to show up just a simple fact because the colors are orange and brown and it says Cleveland, people will be there. But you're not getting that. You're getting guys who are saying, you know what, it has to be more than that because we are competing with other people's interests, so we have to step our game up. And if you're not encouraged by that, if you're a Browns fan, it's no guarantees, but you should at least be encouraged that they're trying to do something anew.
Yeah, and it's good for I think the people who want to zero in on certain thoughts like, you know, well, what's the bigger picture as far as impact on the city in a negative way. Honestly, when there's growth and development, I saw a story in the news last night about the Cleveland skyline, getting a new towering hotel. It was a Hilton hotel that's going to be built. But hearing, I heard a comment made about the speed with which that project is going. Hey, coming from some different cities that I've lived in, I know some of these things. There's a lot of foot dragging that goes on, a lot of politics get in the way. It's good when stuff is actually happening and moving, and it takes the business community, and by the way, the Browns are part of the business community, not just the emotional fiber of the community. They're part of the business community, and anything that's good that's being enhanced in that stadium is also good for the area, for the city. So good stuff, Gerard. You're going to be on with Bruce Hooley and Hooley and Gerard very shortly. You're going to have, I know, more reaction to the announcement today at First Energy Stadium. So tune into that. We'll have Gerard with us tomorrow. And again, Joe Banner will be on tomorrow's show with us, the CEO of the Browns. We'll talk stadium, and we'll just talk state of the Browns with him. And then Alex Shiner, the team president, will join us on Friday. So lots of good stuff ahead on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Want to thank on this show today Jameer Howerton for his contributions, along with Tashawn Gibson, bringing us inside the locker room with him. We want to thank the folks who were all responsible, and a whole bunch of them, to get the press conference on the air for us. Want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Want to thank Carly McCord. Megan Rock. She's the other person who helps this show out greatly. But Carly McCord doing an outstanding job with tweets, and she's going to have the Browns Wrap, Browns Daily Wrap, on the website later today. So, and your callers, except for Tucson dude, cranky old dude in Tucson. We appreciate all the other calls that we got, though, and appreciate the fact that cranky dude in Tucson likes to listen to the show out there and growl at us. All right, for Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci. We will talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford. And don't forget, you can go to FirstEnergyStadiumProject.com for the latest. And here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Look at the skull cap over your headset. Nice look, Nate.
Thank you. Nice look.